Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
I'm so disturbed by what I just heard a couple of seconds ago that we got to talk about this, because what you were just detailing for me, Abby, is the equivalent of somebody using your toothbrush.
Oh my gosh.
And not telling you, and then you using it. I didn't even know this was a thing until you brought it up.
This is something that I think about every morning when I put in my earbuds. So if you watch the Facebook videos, you'll notice that some of us wear over-the-ear headphones, and they're these very expensive, high-quality, radio-grade Sony headphones that most people in the industry use. And I can't remember when last year, but I think it's Kristen that's always used the earbuds. And then I was like, I wonder if I would like using those better. And I started using them and I just never looked back. I was like, oh, I actually enjoy using these better. It feels more natural. It doesn't screw up my hair. It doesn't look weird on video. It's just a win-win all around.
And some of us are putting headphones on that are just, I mean, try to cover as much real estate as we can. And that's what I try to do.
So I get into the studio today and this is a public space. So sometimes things will be moved around.
No, it's not a public space.
Well, it's kind of a public space.
No, it's not.
Some people have reminded me that this is a public space and that anything can be moved around or thrown away at any time. So, but a lot of my stuff isn't really messed with. I have a space in the corner. Nobody really comes over here. It's not prime real estate for if you have to do something with a client and shoot video or do any kind of recording. So for the most part, I come into work and everything is as I left it. So I get into the studio today. I'm talking to Mo. I'm getting my laptop ready. I'm typing up a tease for eBuzz. And I go to put my headphones in and I notice my headphones aren't in the headphone jack, which is where they always are. They're always plugged in. There's no reason for me to unplug them other than to listen to something on my laptop.
You started to panic and we could see, Mo and I could see the rage starting to come over you.
It was building.
Uh-huh. Well, immediately I'm like, shoot, we got 2 minutes and I have no headphones, which is kind of a necessity when you're going on national radio. So I look at Mo and I go, who took my headphones? Who the F took my headphones? And I immediately pull up Gmail. I'm ready to like be a keyboard warrior and be like, listen, you little nasty losers, who's putting my headphones in their ears? And then Mo goes, Abby, they're right there.
They were literally hanging on her armrest.
They were hanging on my armrest. But to my defense, they're always laying on the table. They are always plugged into the headphone jack. And my brain doesn't fully come awake until 9:59. So you got to cut me a break here.
Then I am overpaying you. But you were saying the nasty part of this whole thing is you were saying that sometimes you think people are putting your headphones and your pods or their pods, buds, in their ears, and then you come in here and there's like wax and stuff on them?
No, I say get paranoid that people are going to put AirPods in, or my headphones in their ear, because it's one thing to use the over the headphone earphones.
Yeah.
But if you're putting somebody's earbuds in your ears, it's just nasty.
Yeah, because I was saying, I feel like that's a good defense mechanism that I didn't think of, is to use in-the-ear earbuds, because then that would be diabolical for someone to put your in-the-ear earbuds in their ears.
Ugh.
But then we thought about it, like, well, people eat other people's food, so that probably wouldn't stop everybody.
Different, though, eating somebody else's food, you're not. It's not in your body and then transferring it to another body.
It's nasty.
Well, if they're not reusing the headphones, they're like, well, why is it? It's not hurting me. Abby's just going to get an ear infection.
Nasty.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Nasty. All right, I think our producer Jackson here is about to tell you, look, if you are getting married, what you need is at least one billionaire at your wedding.
Absolutely. I mean, you can imagine. I feel like weddings these days are already over the top. But honestly, they're pretty cookie cutter when you go to them. They've all kind of been, I mean, I feel like I've been to a bunch of weddings in the last couple of years. And a lot of them have been very similar. Not to say that I haven't had a great time at them, but they're very similar.
If you got invited to 10 weddings, how many of them are you excited about attending out of 10?
You know, right now I'm at a point in my life where it's a lot of my very close circle that's getting married. So I would say about 9 out of 10. Okay. I'm pretty excited about it.
Okay, because I hover around 2. About 20%.
I was thinking 1.
10%?
Maybe.
I think as the years go on, that's going to, you know, diminish slowly over time. But what's also different about certain types of weddings are Indian weddings. Now, has anyone here ever been to an Indian wedding?
No.
I have. My best friend is Indian.
Was it a weeks-long celebration? Did they do, like, the entire, like, did you go through all of the motions of, like, a more traditional Indian wedding?
It was the most opulent thing I have ever attended. Yeah. It was over 3 days in California, and I just remember it overlooking the cliffs, and I mean, all out, and the saris, and the outfit, oh my God, and she was just beautiful. And the coolest thing, too, is they have a gold bangle. Right? So when you get married, you get a gold bangle, and that's like your wedding ring, and you never take it off.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yeah.
Okay, so not like a tiger.
No.
Bangle tiger.
Bangle, not bangle.
That's over the top.
B-A, not B-E.
And so the whole reason I'm bringing this entire thing up is because recently over on social media, this specific wedding over in India went super viral because it's this guy who's the son of the richest man in India and the ninth richest guy in the world. His name is Anant Ambani, and he got married to some pharmaceutical heiress, Radhika Merchant, and they, to give you some scale of how rich these people are, Anant's father, Mukesh, owns the second most expensive home in the world. The first most expensive home in the world is Buckingham Palace. So if you're going to consider it that way, these guys are, you know, up to the, you know, they are completely loaded, and they had a 7 months long celebration for this wedding.
7 months.
7 months long.
I'm like thinking even the bride and groom are like, enough already.
I just want to be alone.
Right? And I want you guys to guess how much money they spent on this wedding.
For 7 months? Oh, and it's the one of the richest families in the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
20 million.
Oh, easily 100 million.
I was going to go about 100 million also.
Yeah, I would say, no, because I think I remember seeing the invites on TikTok, and they were like boxes. I'm going to go $250
million. $250 million?
Billionaires, man. That's nothing to them.
Try $600
million.
What? Try $600 million.
Now, I'm not very familiar with the culture or anything, but at $600 million, you are never allowed to get divorced.
Yeah.
No,
absolutely, right?
Yes.
So they've obviously poured a ton of money into this, and so you can imagine that there's a lot of high-status, high-profile people that went and attended this wedding. So there's celebrities. A bunch of the Kardashians went, Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra. But then you have also, elite people in the political sphere. Former British Prime Ministers Tony Blair and Boris Johnson were in attendance as well. You also have a bunch of tech mogul billionaires, Jeff Bezos and Facebook guy, Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
do they even know these people, or is it just like, hey, I want these people at the wedding because they're high profile, and maybe even you pay a Kim Kardashian to be there because you know it's going to get attention?
From what I've gathered through what Anant's father, Mukesh, does, he's in this, he owns this company that is touches like telecom, it touches energy, it touches agriculture. It's like one of those massive conglomerate companies that touches a little bit of everything. And I think that means that they have their hands in literally every elite sphere that you could ever imagine, whether that's politics or Bollywood to Hollywood connections. Everything like that just all leads to this.
So this is not a guy that you're going to want to like piss off in any way, shape or form, because at the end of the day, at some point you're going to need his help for something.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
exactly.
I would assume too, once you're part of that three comma club, y'all all know each other.
Right. Exactly.
Three in some comma capacity.
So in the pre-wedding celebrations, they had Rihanna, Justin Bieber, Akon, Katy Perry, Pitbull, Backstreet Boys all come and play on different weekends. Reportedly, they paid over 50% of their market asking prices for playing these kind of private events. And so they're paying very handsomely. Notably, Justin Bieber got paid $10 million to sing for 30 minutes.
Okay. So this is why when you see that Justin's now out on the road doing a lot of concerts or anything, now you know why.
I wonder what Rihanna got.
Right?
Yeah.
And this actually, because Rihanna doesn't do these kind of private shows. This is the one thing that she made an exception for, and I'm sure it's because she made a bag from it.
I'm
right?
sure.
And so on the actual weekend, Adele, Drake, Lana Del Rey. Damn. But the crazy thing is, you think that they're spending all this money. The guests reportedly walked out with around $3 million worth of, you know, things in a goodie bag. But
that's a Grady bag.
The crazier thing is the gifts that they received from other people. So John Cena gave them a Lamborghini worth about $350,000.
Wow. Which, can I just say, this irritates me so much. Like, yes.
Oh, no. Here comes the wokeness.
Go ahead and register. You're a billionaire. You don't need anything. Yeah. Nobody needs to gift you a Lambo. You probably have a garage full of 20 of them.
Well, on a much smaller scale, it's the rich people that get all the free stuff.
I know. now.
Yep. Right? Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. I know. Yep. I know. Some Bollywood celebrities gave them a custom Rolls Royce worth about $2.4 million. Other Bollywood stars gave them a luxury apartment in France worth $4.8 million. Bill Gates gave them a $21.5 million yacht. Mark Zuckerberg gave them a $36 million private jet.
Come on, fam.
And notably, the cheap one out of all these guys, Jeff Bezos, only gave them one Bugatti worth $1.5 million.
But the question still lies, are they happy?
You know?
And I believe the answer is, oh, hell yeah.
I've never seen a sad person in a Bugatti.
The Burt Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment bus.
Speaking of rich people, Cardi B is getting some criticism for a brand deal that she did with a clothing brand called Shein. Now, if you've never heard of Shein, it's kind of like the off brand. It's this website that will create dupes of a lot of really popular designer clothing, and they'll do it for very, very cheap. So, for example, you might see somebody wearing a Chanel dress on the runway, and then Shein will create a off brand dupe, and then you can get it for $13. So Cardi B recently posted a video to TikTok where she was showing off some winter coats, showing her fans and her followers, this is what you need to be wearing this winter.
Ladies, this year we're investing on a good coat, okay? Don't be walking around with that jean jacket you wore in the spring, or don't be going inside the club talking about, I ain't cold, and you know you're freezing, girl. Now, look at this coat that my mama got me. Yes, how much you think it cost? $5,000? $1,000? No, these all come from Shein, girl. They're all under $200. Now, look at this brown jacket. Yes, sexy. See, I'm a babbage.
Gotta throw that in there.
God, I love her so much.
I will say that ad came up on my TikTok, and normally if I see an ad, I'm like, oh, skip through. I watched the whole thing. Yeah. I was like, first of all, these coats are beautiful. Who knew Shein had the quality to be able to make things
they
look
got
that
some good?
Good
stuff.
I know, not to endorse them, but she had all these, you know, beautiful coats that she was showing off, and she's like, y'all need this, they're all under $200. But then she started getting some criticism on social media. Somebody said, girl, you wear Hermes and Chanel, not Shein. Basically saying, okay, we know you're not wearing Shein. Why are you telling us, the people, to go and buy Shein?
So here's the thing that infuriated me so much, and it's the thing that I love about Cardi B, is that she clearly hasn't forgotten where she's from, right? And I don't know if you guys know the history of Cardi B, but she was broke ass back in the day. She was a dancer. She's already admitted to, like, yeah, kind of hooked up with guys for money back in the day. She came from nothing, zero. So when she, and now she's made it, so she can wear whatever she wants. So when she connects herself to this brand and remembers, like, there's a lot of people like me out there that want to look good but can't afford it anymore, I thought it was a major plus.
I love this for her. I feel like they can't win, right? You athletes take a lot of heat all the time for making all that money and then coming out with a product or endorsing a product that people can't afford. And
right.
They always talk about it. And now someone is saying, hey, I have money, but still, I didn't forget where I came from, and you can purchase this, and people are still criticizing. You can't win.
I'm going to call her out because Cardi B is incredibly intelligent. She took like AP history or AP politics in school. Like, she's very tapped in. Shein is the biggest fashion polluter on the planet.
Oh, here we go with the wokeness.
No, I mean,
again.
I do think that people need to know that it's not wokeness. It's facts. They're the biggest fashion polluter. Their clothes are toxic and have something like 400 times the amount of allowed phthalates in it, which is a hormone disruptor. And they don't treat their workers well. You can go see anything. You're buying fast fashion. The reason it's so cheap is because people are being paid pennies in factories, and it's all ending up in landfills because it doesn't last. And so I would really encourage you, if you're shopping, not to buy Shein coats, because they're the planet's biggest fashion polluter. And instead, like, either buy a piece that's going to last or go ahead and thrift it.
You're a buzzkill.
I'm not a buzz. I don't think I'm a buzzkill.
You're a buzzkill.
You're not going to be able to wear that coat if we ain't got a planet.
Now I can't use AI. Now I can't use this product you told me the other day that I'm contributing to global warming by going on ChatGPT. What can I do?
Well, you're breathing as well, so maybe you should stop that. Wasting the planet's resources.
A lot of people did come to her defense, though, being saying that she's also worked with other affordable clothing brands, too, like Fashion Nova. They're like, if you think that this is new, like, you haven't been here for very long. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good point that she is also just showcasing showcasing to her followers, like, hey, it's cool to wear things that aren't necessarily super expensive. To Cassie's point, I will say it is somewhat common knowledge that Shein is a little very, very shady when it comes to their how they treat their workers. But then on the flip side, you know, you also, it's kind of like a rock and a hard place. Like, do you push brands that are more sustainable but then expensive, and then your followers are like, how out of touch can you be? We can't afford this. Or do you push the things that your followers can't afford, even though that there are some really shady business practices?
What's the saying that 50% of people are going to like you, 50% of people aren't going to like you, and there's nothing you can do about it, so you might as well just be yourself.
100%. A lot of people are also like, why do you need to do these brand deals? You're obviously living like, you know, brand deal to brand deal. And she's like, listen, I could sign a $65 million tour deal tomorrow, and the only reason I have it is because I'm holding out and trying to get 80 to 100 million. So let me live. I spend $3 million a day.
And they should not come for her until they come for Shaq. You should go for Shaq first.
Nobody have more endorsements and brand deals than Shaq.
Yeah, when do you really think Shaq's been on one of those cruises?
Exactly.
He has never stepped foot on one, man. No.
Wait, what cruise is Shaq endorsing?
What is it? Carnival, I
Carnival,
think.
Yeah.
Shaq has never once been on a Carnival cruise.
Right. I ain't seen him in a Kia either. Yeah. I ain't seen him in one.
All right, this A-list singer says she designed her concerts to be more like a male artist. I'm going to explain what Billie Eilish means on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
We know you guys love your follow-ups, and you hit us up on email, and you're like, Burt, whatever happened to blankety blank blank blank? So we'll do the homework on it, and we'll give you guys some answers. We usually do these on Thursdays. We were late yesterday, so we got to get to it today. And this one, so we'll call it Follow-Up Friday.
That works.
It's got a nice ring to it. What are we working on today, Abby?
Okay, so we're talking about Claire, who we last got an update from in May. And Claire was set to graduate with a business degree and had the perfect job lined up. Also, her dad had agreed to help her pay half of her student debt, but Claire had other plans for her future. She was ready to ditch her job offer and move to New York City with her boyfriend completely jobless. So Claire needed to break the news to her parents, so she reached out to us for advice, and we told her to find happiness, but be prepared that her parents were going to be really disappointed. So as we expected, her dad did not take the news well at all. Initially, her dad lost it and said that he wouldn't help her pay her loans if she didn't take the job. He thought she was crazy for moving to a state with no plan or any financial security. And after they discussed it some more, her dad said that he would help with the loans if Claire could secure a job in New York City. So, did Claire chase her dreams and find any stability in New York?
Hey, Burt Show. I am happy to say that I got a job in New York City. Thank you. Networking. My job isn't exactly what I thought I'd be doing with a business degree, but it's creative, challenging, and I love it. Leading up to the big move, things weren't looking so well. The good news didn't come for me until after I moved to New York. So the first few weeks in the Big Apple were very stressful. Tension started to grow within my relationship as well. Can you imagine two recent college grads living with a friend, trying to figure out how they're going to build their lives together? But I'm happy to say that the rough patch helped our bond, and we're still going strong. And yes, Dad came through with the student loan help. Finally, he did say he'd never forgive me for all the gray hairs I gave him, though. So, to answer the burning question, I chased my dreams, and I found stability.
Okay.
Not in the way I expected, but in a way that works for me. Now, I'm just waiting for the next challenge. Claire.
All right. Life just life, and man, it all worked out. That's fine.
It's tough. And what I've heard from my friends who work in New York is a lot of times businesses in New York will not hire you until you actually move there. So when my friends were applying to jobs there, they would put a New York address, just like a random address on their resume. So it looked like they already lived there. So it looks like it just worked out for her once she played the New York game.
All right. So it is time for our producer, Kaylee, to vent in a safe space to where his wife cannot sort of debate you because she's not on with us.
Yeah.
So just go ahead, man.
No, she'll say something. So I detailed the other day that my wife had... Were you here that day we were talking about the bunny? So my wife found a bunny that was clearly, in her opinion, not an outside bunny, but it was outside.
It escaped. It Shawshanked.
Something. And the reason that she noticed that is because the bunny was very, it would come up. It was coming up to like our kids, like out of a bush.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife looked at it for 2 seconds and was like, what is that doing out here? That is not an outside bunny.
So the rabbit is like, either feed me or cook me.
Something.
But here I am.
She rescued the bunny. And by doing that, she brought it to our house. And which, like, I'm like, really?
This is what your wife does, though. I mean, yes, she has a history here of bringing in adopting dogs, anything with a heartbeat that needs help. She's got a huge heart.
And it was a very cute bunny. She's like, it's a half, like, lion head, half something, Holland lop. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Is your wife like a bunny expert? Why is she diagnosing this bunny with?
I don't know. She has knowledge. I don't know.
But the frustrating part for you is you got your hands full in that
correct,
house, right? With
correct,
the kids and the dogs and the alpacas. And
the llamas and all that. So, so fast forward, the bunny's in our house and I'm annoyed by it, yada, yada, yada. We find the owner. We found the owner. Now, typically, if your dog gets out, and a neighbor, you put it on next door, you put it on Facebook. Oh, anybody lose a dog? And you find the owner. The normal thing would be to come and get your animal, right? Like you would probably go over there that night.
Of course.
And get your dog.
Absolutely. Yes,
of course.
Well, 3 days later, after speaking with this woman about her bunny, we still have her bunny. Like, are we a babysitter now? She's like, sorry, I had to pick up family from the airport. I'm like, you live in my neighborhood. Just stop by.
She didn't tell you that the airport was in El Paso.
So, which frustrates me to no end because I'm like,
this is not about your wife. This is being frustrated.
Oh, no, it gets about my wife, okay. Sir. Right. So finally, the bunny gets picked up. I'm like, fine. All right, you know. And my wife's a little unnerved about it because she's like, well, is this bunny going to be let out again? Because obviously, it's not a priority. Fast forward a week. I come home, or my wife comes home, and she's like, I got a surprise. And I go, what kind of surprise? She's like, you'll see.
Okay. Oh. And you're thinking, okay, she went to Victoria's Secret.
Actually, I had that thought never crossed my mind. She comes home and she goes, surprise!
Is that another rabbit?
That's a bunny?
Oh, it's really cute. Oh,
it is so cute. It's
so cute.
Look at that thing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, it's precious.
Apparently, there's a bunny farm not far from my house.
Oh, convenient.
She's like, I found the cutest. She's like, Steve Harvey's camp had just come by and purchased four of them. I said, they probably tell everybody that.
Did you know Steve?
Hey, you know you just met Steve Harvey. He just bought four.
Y'all are my favorite couple.
So you now have a new bunny.
But it gets better. Hold on. Just give me another 30 seconds.
Okay.
She brings it home. First night. Starts to set up its little thing in my bathroom. While she's setting it up, it goes underneath the sink vanity and we can't get it out.
No.
So she's like, it's not moving. She's like, give me a hammer and a crowbar. And I'm like, you are not ripping apart my bathroom.
So did you get the bunny out?
She ripped apart my bathroom.
I love your wife.
And its name's Wonton.
The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So yesterday, Mo and I mean, we embraced it and we confessed to each other that, yeah, we're both whipped. And we came in here with a list of things we normally wouldn't do. But because we're kind of whipped here, that we have said yes to when it comes to our significant others, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole list of them.
It is what it is.
I want to let you know that I finally put my foot down, buddy.
Is that right?
Yep, finally put my foot down.
Okay.
All right, now first things first, I did see this video, and I shared it on my Instagram yesterday, which is Birch Hilbert. The same type situation, and a listener sent this to me, where a woman texts her husband saying, I have a surprise for you for Christmas. And he's like, oh, great, what is it? And she's like, we're going Christmas caroling. Dude is not happy about it at all. He's like, don't you think it's going to be difficult for us to Christmas carol with four kids? She texts back, the kids aren't even going. This is going to be our date night. So it's just going to be you and me over Christmas caroling with a bunch of people. Wouldn't it be fun? And he's like, absolutely not. No, 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 no. And to make a long text story short, at the end of it, he finally goes, you know what? Whatever my baby wants, my baby gets. And he's going Christmas caroling.
Wow. Okay.
Worse than you and I.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. I would have said no on that one.
Oh, hell yeah. Man, there's no way. No way.
It's a no.
So I finally put my foot down. Yesterday I came in here and I told you guys, look, I hate the cold, but my woman is going to Chicago this weekend to work. She asked me if I wanted to go. I haven't seen her all week. The only time I'm going to get with her really is a plane and maybe a couple of hours tonight. Then I'm not even going to see her all weekend in Chicago where it's going to be like 28 degrees. But I said, sure, I'll go. Hashtag whipped, right? Uh-huh. I also told you guys before, I don't dance, but I was the one that signed us up for tango dancing lessons when we went to Argentina. I did that.
That's whip.
That's whipped whip.
That's a double whip.
Right? I told you guys that I was even when she suggested, hey, we should go apple picking. Apple picking. I said, sure, baby. What baby wants, baby. So, yes, apple picking. Hashtag whipped. I told you that on NFL Sunday, when there were so many great games going on, she's like, hey, can my kid watch Elf on the TV instead of you watching your favorite NFL team? Are you okay with that? Hashtag whipped.
Oh,
oh sure. Yeah, let's go ahead and watch Buddy again.
Can't think of anything else I'd want to do.
Finally put my foot down yesterday, though, right? Okay?
Oh, I can't wait.
Hits me with a text and says, hey, John Legend is playing at the Fox Theater. And he's doing nothing but Christmas songs for 2.5 hours. And I said, this is it.
You drew the line.
Oh, hell no.
And a John Legend Christmas special.
I got no desire. No. I'd rather tango lesson again. I'd rather watch Elf again. I'll go to Chicago in a tundra. I do not want to sit through 2.5, 3 hours of John Legend on stage singing Christmas songs. No, I am putting my foot down.
I cannot believe critically acclaimed artist John Legend is where you draw the line.
This is it.
I get it. But I still would rather do that than go apple picking. I would.
That's what I don't get. Yeah, you said yes to apple picking, but no to John. Michael Bublé I would have gotten. John Legend.
We need to do a Would You Rather whipped edition. Would you rather apple pick or a 2.5 hour John Legend concert?
Now, it was also like 8 o'clock on a Wednesday night or something like that, and we got to come in here, so I really had to make like this decision. Am I going to be tired the next day for John Legend? Oh, hell no. So I put my foot down, and that was the end. I was so adamant about it, she never even followed up.
Having to come in here and tell us that you didn't get any sleep because you went to a John Legend Christmas special.
I couldn't live with myself. All right, we got this email that is asking for Abby's help, and normally I would think you would come to one of the parents on The Burt Show for this help, but they need help and advice on a baby name, and they came to Abby.
Hey, Burt Show. I'm a P1, and I absolutely love you guys. I need some advice on a baby name from Abby and some of the non-hardcore Swifties on the show too. Since middle school, I've always loved the name Taylor. I'm in my 30s, so this was well before Taylor Swift made her radio debut and changed the pop and country music scene forever. I just have always loved the name. We ended up giving our first child a different name that we also loved and decided to save Taylor for our second baby, whether it was a boy or a girl. Here we are, pregnant with our second miracle baby, and we couldn't be more excited. Shout out to my fellow infertility mama, Kristen. Here's the problem. 5 years ago, long before Taylor Swift's new relationship, we named our first child Travis. We absolutely love his name and we still love the name Taylor, but are people going to look at me like I'm insane for naming my children Travis and Taylor? Is that like the modern day equivalent of naming your child Sonny and Cher or Brittany and Justin? Don't get me wrong. I'm a Swiftie. I've always loved her music and the way she uses her platform to make the world a better place, but I am not a crazy enough fan to name my children after her and her boyfriend. Is everyone going to assume I'm a psycho who named my kids after them? I'm totally set on these names, and I'm not planning to let a celebrity couple deter us from using the names we love. But am I being naive? If Taylor and Travis stay together forever, which they will, which I realize is pretty rare for a celebrity couple, will I be dooming my kids to get weird comments on their names for the rest of their lives? Will non-Swifties make the connection? Does it make a difference if baby number two is a boy or a girl? P.S. We listen to you guys in the car, and anytime Abby talks about Travis Kelce, my little boy thinks she's talking about him and gets so excited.
Cute.
So, Abby, know that every time you talk about them, you're making a four-year-old boy's day. Always name here.
Okay. So, your call.
So, here's my opinion. So, it sounds like you're going to... It, I mean, you literally said right here that you are going to name your child Taylor no matter what I say here. And I think that's the stance you need to take, because if you are going to do something that might turn a couple of heads, give you a couple of side eyes, you have to know in your gut this is the name for you. Because the reality is, anytime you tell the general public, like, oh, yeah, my kids, Taylor and Travis, they will always think about Tavis. And if it was any other couple, I would say, yeah, it doesn't matter. But this is the most famous celebrity couple in the country. So if you're okay with the first thing people think about when you name your kids side by side is this celebrity couple, then I think it's fine.
I say, do you. Life is short. Do whatever you want.
Are we in a little bit, because I am a baby Swiftie, right? Like, I'm a Taylor fan. Are we in a little bit of a bubble? Like, does everybody really know Taylor and Travis? And will everybody, I hope they're endgame. I want her to be happy. But if they don't go the long run, like, or in 20 years, is anybody going to remember them if they break up? Like, that... And so you're like, these are my children, Taylor and Travis, and they're going to, no one's going to remember at all. You see what I'm saying?
I don't know. I think that this couple, even if you're not into pop music and you're not into football, you still know that these two are dating. But if you do look at the odds, though, 50% of marriages break up, right? So chances are it's not going to be an issue in a couple of years, but... People are always going to attach to this couple.
I wouldn't care if I were her, but I do think people, at least now, I think people will definitely, that'll be the first thing they think. I don't know about 20 years from now. I think you'll be fine in 20 years.
Well, I mean, if you had kids named Sonny and Cher, to her point, you're always going to be like, oh, Sonny and Cher.
That's true.
It's true, man. Life is short. Do what you want. Who cares what people think? It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Are they going to be rich beyond their wildest dreams come Monday, or is it a completely and totally missed opportunity? I am so gripped by this and can't wait to see how it plays out. So it's crazy. Last year, two lottery tickets were sold at a gas station out in a small town in California, in Encino, California. And both of them hit for a $395 million jackpot. $195 million. Yeah. Only one winner has come forward. Okay. So they got to split the cash. So that means someone won $197 million and hasn't claimed it yet. And the deadline is tomorrow.
Wow.
Okay.
How is that possible?
So either I'm coming in here on Monday saying, oh, yeah, they were just waiting to the last minute to get everything in order or whatever, or it was just a ticket and they never realized they won all that cash.
So if you find the ticket but it happens to be after tomorrow, there's nothing you can do?
Done.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know if it's a lost ticket. Who knows? Maybe they just don't even know that the ticket that they bought was the eventual winner.
Can you imagine missing out on that cash?
No.
I'd be really bitter the rest of my life.
Yeah, it would be a wrap for me.
I wouldn't want to know.
But technically, you probably will never know.
Yeah.
If you're not turning it in, I'm assuming it's because you got no idea.
Yep. All right, say big weekend for Mo. Also, as he pays our college football bet off. The irony here is that this idea was Mo's idea to begin with.
I hate it.
Right?
I absolutely hate the fact. Yeah, we always did the college football bet, but normally we would try to bet on the team that we felt would have the most amount of wins. And so I came up with this, what I clearly thought was a brilliant idea of we should still do it, but we should try to choose the team that we believe will have the most amount of losses. And, well, I lost at that.
So you will be singing the national anthem. That is tomorrow night, right?
Yes, I believe so.
You don't even know when you're supposed to be there?
I don't. I'm learning in real time.
Can I tell you what this... The most annoying thing about this thing for me is that Mo is not nervous about it. This is so annoying to me. Because this is the beautiful part of a bet payoff is the angst that the person that lost should be going through. I would have been a bloody mess all weekend long. I would have been singing the national anthem when I was alone, in my car, in my shower rehearsing, so I didn't look like a total fool, which is what I was hoping was going to happen for Mo. Because that's a prank. That's a payoff. He's been so damn calm and cool and collected about it. It's annoying.
Well, the nerves are now starting to kick in because of how often y'all keep telling me I should be nervous. But, I mean, the way I see it, right, is, for one, you got to remember, I get on stage all of the time in front of people. I'm used to that. And I typically will get nervous at a show because people are paying to come see me and people are flying to come see me. And I want to be good. I want it to be worth it. So you get the butterflies. But I'm not expecting to be good at this. Like, I know I'm going to be bad. So to me, it's nothing to be nervous about.
Don't you have, like, I would feel a responsibility, quite honestly, not for the couple thousand at West Georgia, University of West Georgia, right in front of this college basketball crowd, but quite honestly, to disrespect the song so badly that it's like an insult to America.
Well, I am concerned about laughing because I know I don't know how it's going to go, obviously, right? So I'm concerned with once I start, I know myself, and I will hear myself and immediately start laughing.
You can't do that.
And I can't do that.
Not
that,
during the national
anthem. That's the only thing I'm truly concerned about. But if you expect me to go up there and sound like Bruno Mars, that's on you. that ain't on me.
Yeah, we need to bask in him not being nervous now, because here's the thing. He's going to be in front of thousands of people singing a song that he has never sang publicly before, and people are going to have their camera phones out.
Oh, yeah.
And so while you might not need to be nervous about the 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people in that stadium, you do need to be worried about the millions of people who could be roasting you on Barstool Sports this time next week.
As a comedian, what is better than having the entire world laugh at you? That's what you want.
This is so annoying.
This like, I want this to go viral and for everybody to laugh at it. That's the whole point of being a comedian.
Okay, let's try to make this as bad as we can. So what we have done is we have taken parts of the worst renditions of the national anthem, okay? Maybe this will jar you to have some kind of nervousness.
Oh, see, can you see by the dawn's early so hell with twilight,
what?
At the last gleaming road track.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Fergie Ferg,
hit next.
Through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallant. Rockets glare, were so gallantly there. Our stripes were all there, and the rockets were there.
That's what I'm gonna sound like.
Say, does that star spangled banner yet wave?
See, you got to know how to stay in your lane. That's what I learned from that.
All right, so it goes down on Saturday night, right?
All right, Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon.
2 p.m. basketball game.
Okay.
Well, it's early. Okay.
All right.
Even better. Let's get it over with. Yeah.
Would you be the same as me? that you'd just be nervous all week to do this?
Oh, I'd be a nervous wreck.
I'd be a nervous wreck.
I have never been happier that the Florida State University is crap in the bed in the football department.
See, this is making me wish that one of y'all would have lost just to see how y'all would handle it. Because what would you be so nervous about?
Yeah, I told you this leading up when in the last weekend when it looked like there was a possibility my team was going to be losing and I was going to have to do this. I started singing in the shower before our bet was even done.
Didn't even lose.
Starting to rehearse. Yeah,
I just thought about something, Mo. Something we haven't even considered. I don't know if you've ever been like on the floor or like at a baseball game where someone sings the national anthem. I have numerous times. And a lot of times as singers, you have to block out what, like after you sing, what's coming back to you, because it's often in a delay.
Ooh.
And it'll be that effect where you hear yourself in delay and you start sounding drunk.
I'm going to sound drunk because I'm a be drunk.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.